Morning, Exotic Sir. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Brock. I was just speaking to you before. It's just regards to the llama.
Yeah, Donna, isn't it? That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
she's still with us, or she passed away? No, she passed. I'm sorry. We can wrap up for you and take some, like, footprints and fur and stuff and just have a quick chat.
Yeah, that would be great, actually. What time can we come in to do that?
Are you in the car now, eh?
Oh, sorry, no, just, I'm just going to head to a doctor's appointment.
Oh, sure.
Well,
I'm pretty much fully booked all day, but if you want to come in about, like, maybe 1 o'clock or something, I'll be having lunch then, so I can just have a quick chat to you and can wrap Delilah up for you and things, but,
yeah, that would be really lovely. Okay.
Sure. But yeah, I'm so sorry. Okay. Honestly, when she came in, when I saw her on Tuesday, she honestly looked really well. And, I was thinking maybe she might have, a pus that's, like, obstructed one of her, like, bronchioles or something, like, blocked off some of her lungs. Like, or have, like, a collapsed lung, that's possible. But, yeah, it's just, honestly, sometimes these guys, generally they have it chronically rather than this really horrible, sort of acute episode. I'm so sorry. Like, honestly, on Tuesday, I didn't think we needed to do any more, because she honestly looked really well. So I do apologise.
Yeah.
A bit more than Donna, but, hindsight, 2020.
Yeah, I think she was...
It's a shame.
Very prone and susceptible to it, kind of thing. But to be fair, like, you probably would have offered, x-rays and things like that, which we probably wouldn't have been able to afford a significant amount of, help for her. But definitely medication. So whether or not that medication, she only gave her a tiny bit last night, the vet was very unsure, about rats and stuff.
Sure.
But yeah, it was only a small amount just to get her started. But I still think that she must have had something else going on. So, in the end, it would have taken her anyway. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sorry, guys.
Okay.
And how's your little daughter? She's probably devastated, eh?
Well, we've just left her in the cage for a little bit just so that Daisy realises that Delilah's not there anymore, kind of thing. That'd be great if we could pop by around 1 o'clock. We'll just pop in and we can do that. That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah. No, that's okay. And let me know what medication. Did she give you a bottle of medication, the other vet? Or just give you a dose?
No, she just asked us to go to you guys today to get, to get everything moving forward. They were sending it to the Moorumba Downs Vet MD because that's where we popped to last week, the name of it, but they should have the name of it. She said it was like a different antibiotic or a stronger antibiotic than the doxycycline. If you said some words, I'd remember. It was 2 a.m. though.
It was Batril, I think, wasn't it? I can't remember.
I think it was an M.
Yeah, it's just anti-inflammatory, that one. Yeah, that's right. I remember now.
No, that was the anti-inflammatory. No, it was a different one. Maybe a B. I don't know.
It's all right. It's all good. But,
yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, feel free to come in about one, and we'll, I'll just wrap her up for you, and I'll take some fur, and you sort of just write your car with some footprints and stuff, so... Feel free to do that. It should be fine.
Thank you. That would be lovely. Thank you.
That's okay. All right. We'll see you later, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.